It's another idea, another rejection, sadly. Athletes struggling to make a living offshore given they can't get back home and the competition's over. So the idea was floated that they have an allocation for MIT. The idea dead in the water, unfortunately. Warriors, of course, stuck. Ryan Fox, Hayden Wild, Michael Venus. Others have visas expiring. They're going to get booted out of their country. Surfer Paige Harrobs with us. Paige, morning to you.
Morning.
You didn't leave, did you, based on the fact you worried about getting back?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do? You're just sitting, waiting, twiddling your thumbs, hoping for a miracle?
I was for the last couple of months, but I've made the final decision now just to stay in New Zealand for the rest of the year. But that's pretty much giving up my job for the rest of the year.
What a killer. And where could you have gone and what could you have done?
I had competitions in California, France, Europe and Hawaii. I could have, I guess, stayed in California with some friends for 3 months, but then you get kicked out of there. Even coming from Europe, America wasn't letting people go from Europe to America, so it was getting pretty tricky.
It's a nightmare, eh? So what you need, because a visa's a major issue as well?
Yeah, it's not too bad on the good old Kiwi passport, but yeah, it's still a little bit tricky.
And so what are you going to do into next year? Just hope the borders open to some degree and you can get out and get back in and home isolate and things like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping, but I'm already trying to prepare myself just to go anyway, because, I could see this lasting for a while.
I don't want to rack you up, but I watch a bit of sport, and I'm watching sport at the moment. I watched, for example, the Ravens play the Raiders yesterday in the NFL in Vegas, and the place was full. When you watch sport and you see crowds, does that do your head in?
Yeah, a little bit, but I guess if everyone's vaccinated, I think the world is kind of going to have to start learning to live with it.
Exactly. So you've got hope for 2023, but unfortunately you've written off 2022, rather. You've written off 2021.
I've written off 2021, but yeah, that was to qualify for the top world championship tour for 2022. So I pretty much have to start from scratch next year.
What a frustration. We'll go well. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate it very much, Paige. Paige Harrott, one of the many who were frustrated. Could have been so different. The advice from day one was build some specialist facilities, carve out certain sections of MIQ, expand MIQ. People like the construction sector said, we need construction people. Let us build the MIQ for you. We can do it. No, can't do that. Business people gave their ideas. No, can't do that. Everything from the screen industry to the sports industry to the construction industry. We told you about the aged care industry yesterday. Everybody wants in. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs people. But, oh, no, let's just keep it the way it is and do nothing for 18 months.